This is episode 1178. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? If you were listening to the previous week's series, how did it go as you tamed your negative thoughts? I hope you're able to come up with some ways to tame those thoughts that may circulate in your mind and bring you down. And mostly, I hope you're able to find a little more peace, energy, and clarity throughout this series. Now, today, you are in for a treat. We are launching into a brand new meditation series that goes right along with last week's theme. We always explore a different theme each week. We explore the theme for an entire week, focusing on a different meditation technique every single day that you can do that supports the theme. And I find that when you focus on one theme for a full week as you meditate, you get great results. So it's similar to how Benjamin Franklin, who is actually one of the founding fathers of the United States, where I live, not only was he a politician, but he was also quite the inventor. He invented such things as a stove, which provided more heat with less fuel, bifocals, a rocking chair, and many other things as well. And I really admire Benjamin Franklin, mostly because he focused on one quality for an entire week. And that's what I like to share with you. And when you focus on a particular quality for an entire week, you are able to adapt that quality in a much better way than if you just randomly focus on that quality. And I really encourage you to focus on a particular quality when you meditate, because you bring that quality into your meditation and it helps you to cultivate it. So as you begin our brand new series this week, we'll be focusing on for 7 days your mood. More specifically, you're going to focus on even keeling your mood, how to balance your moods. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And as I already mentioned, each technique is customized around a particular theme. So as you settle yourself into your meditation today, bring this thought and this technique with you. So when you consider how to even keel your emotions, visualize yourself as a boat, a rowboat that's easily rocked. And then imagine an anchor holding you steady. And despite the waves that toss you around, you still get a little tossed around as you're anchored. This anchor holds you in place. So despite stress and life's storms, your anchor, your values, what you stand for, they hold you in place. It can be easy to be swept away when you don't have an anchor, to be carried away by distractions, overwhelm, other people's agendas, your own lack of focus. So consider the challenges that come your way that you are experiencing right now. And think of the moods they produce. The moods that can become habits. What you focus on day in and day out. And then think about this week, what kind of mood do you want to cultivate for yourself? How do you want to feel? This mood will become your anchor. Create a mood to anchor yourself this week. So despite challenges, you'll remain firmly anchored with the way you want to feel, with the kind of mood you want to be in. Reflect on this in your meditation right this moment. You're creating great things for yourself. If you'd like to be guided in a full half-hour meditation, or you could break off at the 15-minute point, I share a way to do that at my website at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D, O-M, Om, sipandom.com. And there, I am very soon releasing an app with over 1,000 guided meditations on it, as well as journals that guide you each week through the theme. So you get a even keel your mood journal for this week and a guide to allow you to quickly glance at each of the techniques I share with you each week, so you don't have to listen to each episode again to remember the technique. And right now, this is a subscription membership site, but I have an app that is being tested and will very soon be released that you can be added to. You can try this for 2 weeks free. Again, it's at sipandom.com. If you'd like a little bit more guidance and in-depth meditation, that's where you can find it. For now, go anchor yourself in the kind of mood you'd like to focus on, the way you want to feel this week. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.